Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1916. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, if you want to know more about me and my background and my credentials and why I call myself Dr. Neil, definitely check out the first Q&A episode from earlier this month. But I'm going to spare you from all of that and get right to today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Adam writes, is there a difference between eating fruit versus drinking that same fruit with no other added ingredient? For example, does eating a banana and 4 strawberries have the same health benefits as drinking a smoothie that contains 1 banana and 4 strawberries? Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your question, Adam. I'm going to quote Cosmo Kramer from the TV show Seinfeld here. Hey, I felt like I haven't quoted that show in a while, which is rare for me. A modeling agent once told Kramer that he looks very lean. Long story. But anyway, if you watch the episode, you can see Kramer is obviously flattered and responds with, you know, I try to take care of myself. I watch what I eat. Just recently, I cut out all fructose. Now, is that really necessary, cutting out all fructose, the sugar found in fruit? And as you asked, Adam, do the ways we consume fruit matter? I remember one of my patients was a big fan of fruit. As I do with all of those I counsel, I asked this person to tell me about the types and quantities of food they commonly consume. He reached into his lunch bag and proudly pulled out a large plastic container full of chopped fruit. It was beautiful, but the container held at least 7 cups of chopped fruit. So I said, okay, so how long does it take you to finish that fruit? His response, oh, this is done by mid-morning. I had to then explain why his fruit consumption may be a bit much and might be slowing down his weight loss progress. I'm going to share some of that with you here. I'll start by saying that most people don't really need to worry about consuming too much fruit each day. That's because many simply don't consume enough. Most health agencies agree that adults should consume 5 to 9 combined servings of fruits and vegetables each day. But because of how this recommendation is worded, it can lead to some confusion. Again, the recommendation is 5 to 9 combined servings of fruits and vegetables each day, the key word being combined. For example, if we ate 3 servings of fruit and 2 servings of vegetables today, we would meet this recommendation. 3 servings of fruit plus 2 servings of vegetables equals 5 servings total. Or, theoretically, you could consume 4 servings of fruit and 1 serving of vegetables and still meet this recommendation. 4 plus 1 equals 5. While I like the intention behind the suggestion, we can see it's easy to misinterpret. If we consume 10 servings of fruit each day, we would definitely exceed this recommendation, but only in the fruit department. At this point, we may be thinking, well, fruit is full of important nutrients too, so it shouldn't be a big deal. Yes, fruit is full of important vitamins and minerals, but you've heard me say this phrase before, everything in moderation. And fruit is no exception. This is because when we strive for balance and variety in our diets, the nutrients in each food tend to complement each other. We are less likely to get too much of one nutrient and too little of another when we have balance in our diets. Okay, so what does this have to do with eating fruit versus juicing it? I'm getting there, I promise. I keep saying 10 servings or 1 serving. What is 1 serving of fruit anyway? Because fruit comes in all shapes and sizes, it's a bit of a challenge to define a serving for all fruit. So I'll give you some general rules to help. When we're talking about round fruits like oranges, apples, peaches, nectarines, and so on, if the piece of fruit is about the size of your fist, then that counts as one serving. So if you ate the whole piece, you would have consumed one serving of fruit. When it comes to chopped fruit or smaller berries like blueberries, about half a cup would be one serving. Strawberries, about 12 whole strawberries would be one serving. Frozen fruit, about 1/2 cup would be one serving too. If you're eating dried fruit, like dried apricots, raisins, and so on, about 1/4 cup would be one serving. This is because dried fruit has much of the water content removed. This means that dried fruit is a more concentrated fruit source. You can consume less and get about the same quantity of nutrients and calories. And lastly, and this relates to your question, Adam, my least preferred form of fruit, fruit juices. 1/2 cup counts as one serving. Now, the reason I'm not a big fan of fruit juice or even fruit smoothies is that it is the most concentrated form of sugar, specifically the sugar, fructose. When we make fruit juice or a fruit smoothie, it's kind of like we're pre-digesting it. Imagine what happens to that fruit in a blender. It gets broken down. It's doing some of the work that our teeth and to some extent the stomach do. So instead of having to bite and chew that food, we can just gulp it down. Some studies have found that taking the time to chew our food may not only slow how fast we consume those foods, but may trigger the release of hormones that help make us feel full. But if we quickly gulp this blended fruit drink, it means the body can easily absorb it, which increases the likelihood that it will make us not feel all that full, and it may get converted to fat. I'll explain. The body processes fructose, the main sugar in fruit, differently than, say, glucose. The body can actually convert fructose to fat very, very easily. If you're consuming whole fruit, you will get some dietary fiber along with that fructose, and the dietary fiber will help slow down the body's absorption of fructose, hopefully making it less likely to be converted to fat. But if we're consuming fructose in the form of fruit juice or a smoothie, we're getting a lot of fructose in a very short period of time. And that may make it more likely to be converted to fat. So I would say consuming whole, fresh, or frozen fruit is best. Again, this is because by eating whole fruit, you'll get all of that fiber, which will slow down the eating process, which will slow down the body's absorption of all of that fructose. Oh, and again, you may feel more full after eating the fruits whole too. So, going back to Cosmo Kramer from Seinfeld, do we really need to cut out all fructose to stay lean like he says? No, but it could be helpful to consume the whole fruit instead of juicing it or consuming it as a smoothie. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you so much again for the question, Adam. Answering your questions is one of my favorite parts of this show. So if you want to send me a question and make me happy, you can email one directly to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played on the show, just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record your question straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your first take. And if you don't like it, you can delete it and re-record it and do that as many times as you want. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sharing this episode with someone. I hope you have a wonderful start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.